This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, costs the cattle industry hundreds of millions of dollars each year and can affect cattle in all stages of the growth cycle. Merck Animal Health Technical Services veterinarian Dr. Brant Meyer went over a new one-of-a-kind vaccine that can help farmers protect their cattle from this costly disease.
That's correct. I mean, BRD costs the industry about $800 million a year. It affects calves nursing the cow all the way through the stock or feedlot sector, and adult cattle can get it as well. And so we launched a new product, a 1SPMH-IN. It's the only intranasal vaccine that protects against two major bacterial pathogens, Mannheimia and Pasteurella. And so we're excited about it. It's a novel way to introduce this vaccine to the immune system. The other products on the market, the competitive products, parenteral or go sub-Q with that. And so we're removing that stressful effect of vaccination going intranasally with this product.
That must be a very interesting but also easier way of administering it, for sure.
Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, it's 1 cc per nose or 2 cc's in one nose. And so it's quick and easy, and you get that protection where the bacteria normally come into the calf to cause the disease. And so it's there where it needs to be when it first comes in. So that's what we like about it.
And are you looking at specific ages for the livestock to ideally administer this?
That's what's nice about 1SPMH-IN. It's very flexible. We have an age of 1 week. We can start using this product all the way up to an adult cow. So we can cover the whole variety of production systems. And so it's being used in the feedlot sector, used on calves nursing the cow. It's used quite a bit in the dairy industry as well to prevent the two major bacterial pathogens.
Very good. And for those who want to know more about BRD, can you cover the basics of what it is and how cattle can first start displaying symptoms of it, and then how producers can hope to prevent it?
Okay, BRD, bovine respiratory disease, it's a complex of bacterial and viral pathogens causing some lesions and pathology. But what sets it off is, first, you need an immune system that's working. And that goes back to nutrition. It goes back to the cow-calf side, getting those cow herd vaccinated properly and make sure those calves get adequate colostrum. That sets everything off in a good way. If that's deficient, nutrition, colostrum deficient, the immune systems tend to be crippled for the rest of their life. And then when they get stressed later on in different production systems, that's when the viruses can take hold, and then the bacteria comes in and then makes it worse. And so by using vaccines, we can help alleviate those issues, but we definitely got to look at husbandry and management of the cattle.
Again, that was Merck Animal Health Technical Services veterinarian Dr. Brant Meyer. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. With the new year approaching, many associations are taking this time to review the 2014 year. I spoke with Mike Kruger of the Midwest Dairy Association for their year in review and plans for 2015.
Great partnerships have been developing under the checkoff program, both nationally and Midwest Dairy Association. We had our annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, and Domino's, Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Quaker Oats, and now even Coca-Cola have come to a dairy farmer meeting to tell dairy farmers how they're selling dairy products. So that's pretty exciting. It talks about, you know, the power of the relationship and what dairy farmers bring to those relationships in terms of innovative ideas for dairy products, marketing knowledge that we have relative to dairy farmers and these dairy products, and these big companies are leveraging those that information and really making an impact out in the marketplace in terms of dairy consumption.
That's interesting that you have managed to grab Coca-Cola, a soda pop company, looking into dairy products.
Well, Coca-Cola is not only a soda pop company, but they have a lot of different lines in the beverage business, obviously water and orange juice with Minute Maid, etc. And they're looking at new dairy products as being a growth opportunity for them in the market. So it's not necessarily competing against gallon jugs and the half-gallon jugs that you see in the grocery store. It's more about some of the new value-added products, single-serve, extended shelf life, high calcium, high protein, you know, taking you know, really developing new product lines that are going up actually against some of our competitors in the marketplace.
Very good. So that'll definitely be interesting to see. And I know that companies that are primarily known as soda pop companies, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, they have been struggling with millennials in particular, because as a generation, they're drinking less pop and they're drinking more of other sorts of beverages. So I'm sure that this is a good diversification tool for them.
Yeah, no, there's a massive amount of competition in the beverage business, and particularly among millennials. And you're right, millennials are moving away from the traditional carbonated soft drinks and looking for more healthful products like dairy. And, you know, it might be not be traditional milk in the way we've always perceived it, but, you know, in a lot of different product lines that are meeting those millennials' needs is what the industry is looking at.
And, of course, the Domino's partnership, I think, was very well displayed over the past year with their Domino's pizza boxes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the, you know, that's really one of the cool things about that relationship is they not only value adding cheese and dairy to their menus, they also value aligning with dairy farmers and dairy farmer values for how those products are, you know, how those products are produced. You look at those Domino's pizza boxes, they talk about cows, they talk about dairy farmers, and they really understand the power of the image that dairy farmers have with consumers.
So where is the Midwest Dairy Association? Where are they hoping to move themselves into the future? What are your future plans?
You know, I think it's all about growing in the new areas that we are currently focused on. We're all about growing sales, innovation, and consumer confidence. And that means being innovative in the marketplace, which also will drive sales. And driving sales really depends upon trust that consumers have in not only our dairy products, but also the dairy farm production practices that are used to produce those products. So dairy farmers have a great story to tell, and we work hard at helping them tell it.
Very good. Well, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we go here today?
You know, one of the things that I think we're really excited about, too, is the dairy farmers' commitment to child health and wellness. We're coming up on the 100th anniversary of the National Dairy Council, which is, you know, the arm of the Dairy Farmer Checkoff program that focuses on schools and health, and particularly child health and wellness programs. It's represented by a program called Fuel Up to Play 60. We're in literally thousands of schools in the state of Illinois, and almost 2 million kids our students are involved in those programs. So that is really exciting.
Again, that was Mike Kruger of the Midwest Dairy Association. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.